Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Today, we have the wonderful Karishma Sharma with us on the podcast. Karishma is based in London and we met via a business coaching group. And thankfully have remained in contact and friends since then. And it's lovely to, I guess, watch each other's journey as well. So Karishma, tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and yeah, just some little insight, please.
Hi, everybody. I'm Karishma Sharma, as Jude has introduced. Thank you so much for having me, of course, Jude. I am a breakthrough coach, international speaker, and two-time best-selling author. And what I do is basically help people to uncover what their true soul purpose is on this planet. Like, why are you actually here? And the way I do this is through a multimodal approach, which is my quantum results activation system. Now, what I've done is pull together multiple things that have worked for me and put them into a model which will help clients to take themselves, their businesses, their wealth, their health, their relationships, their freedom, all to the next level. And what this includes is trauma work. It includes subconscious reprogramming, mindset work, positive psychology, and energetics, all together combined with business strategy. And putting that all together just really, really gives you a whole flavor of different elements, which can really be amazing because everyone likes a little bit of something and they have their favorites, but then you have all of them together, which just helps you to really activate what's going on within, from deep within, from the depths of your soul, and take it out to the world.
That was a fantastic elevator pitch. I love that. Obviously, I know you've kind of, well, I presume it's corporate. You've worked in corporate and you're obviously now working in the kind of spiritual coaching mindset space. But how did you even get into it? Like, what was the thing that made you go, actually, do you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I want to support other people. Mm. What was the thing that, what was the switch? What were you struggling with? Because we tend to turn our pain into passion, don't we? So tell me a bit about that.
For me, I actually went through a really, really dark patch where I was struggling with anxiety, having anxiety attacks, and I was going through depression, and it was really hitting rock bottom and getting to a place where, you know, I was sat on the floor in my room like, I can't do this anymore, you know, in my young 20s, my whole life ahead of me, and I thought, this is what life is like. This is not what I want. This is not what I signed up for. And just going through that, it started affecting me health-wise as well. I went through a phase of comfort eating to help with all the pain, the anxiety, all the trauma that was coming up to the surface. At the time, I had no idea what was going on because that was a whole new world to me. And just sitting in that depression, sitting in that anxiety day in, day out. And in my culture, you don't talk about this. You don't, you know, openly share that you're feeling unhappy or you're feeling sad or just anything mental health wise. So I sat with it on my own for a long time. And just going back to that moment where I sat on the floor in my room, it got to a point where it was like, this is it. I have to make a decision right here, right now. And I sat there crying my eyes out. And it was, I either give up or I change my life. And in that moment, I decided and I put it out to the universe. I said, I choose to change my life from this moment going onwards. And in that moment, I used to go to the temple sort of every weekend to just have some peace. And I found there were people doing energy healing there, and I'd never done anything energy-wise or mindset-wise or anything like this. And so I thought, what have I got to lose? Like, I didn't really take it too seriously, and I started doing energy healing, and they were like, wow, you are... Like, when they were trying to do the energy healing, there was so much within me that was literally fighting coming out. That trauma, that anxiety, that depression were fighting coming out. And they were like, at the same time, you're so receptive to energy. Why don't you become an energy healer? And I was like, oh, okay. So I jumped on a course, and then more doors started opening. It was like that door opened and I started doing pranic healing. And then I started coming across people, you know, who do spiritual coaching. I started doing life coaching and like experiencing it for myself and understanding more about my own mindset, more about how I was. And I hated it at the time. But one of my coaches called me out for being in victim mindset. And I took that really offensively. I was like, you don't know what I've been through and all this stuff. And I've had a hard time and everything. But he was doing it, you know, out of a kind place. And he's like trying to get me to understand, like, this is where you're sat. And, you know, essentially, this is what you're manifesting more and more into your life because you're just sitting in this space. Like, you need to shift out of it. So I started doing, more life coaching. And then eventually I came across my coach who does spiritual coaching, subconscious work, trauma healing. Mm-hmm. And I started doing that work and my life completely started to shift. And when I did that, I was like, this is it. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to help people with, because I finally understood what was going on in those moments where I was experiencing all that sadness, that depression, and going into depth of where this was, what were the core issues, understanding that, and then being able to use that to transform my life. If I didn't take that step, I wouldn't be here helping other people to do the same thing, helping them with their own trauma work, helping them with past life regression, with ancestral healing, with energy healing, changing their cells, like to shift into the new and just changing their whole life. And it's all because of, like you said, what I've been through, which has got me to this very place. And it's hard when you go through those tough times, it's so hard. But when you look back and you finally understand, okay, that was my journey. That was what I needed to go through to, you know, one, understand how my life got this way, to understand what trauma is, what subconscious mind includes, what energetics includes, everything that we create in our life, how the law of attraction works, how manifestation works, to then getting to a point where actually how many more people are struggling with similar things out there. I need to do something about it. I need to put my flag in the ground and say, this is who I am. I've done the work. I've got to the core of who I truly am underneath all those limited beliefs, all that programming, underneath all that low vibration. This is who I truly am. And I'm here to help others to get to that same point of just living life and loving life, really.
Wow. Okay, so I didn't know any of that. but you know what, though? I mean, you know, to be fair, with when you're in this like therapeutic space, whether it's spiritual, whether it's energetics, whether it's coaching, whether it's psychology, psychiatry, my guess is that most of us, the majority of us in this space, it's because we did turn our pain into our passion. And what you just said there is like, you know, a really key example of somebody who, that part of that story where you say, you know, I either gave up or I decided I wanted change, and you put it out to the universe. Like, how powerful is that? And then the lovely journey that happened after that in terms of all of that healing that you went through. But not just healing, it's like all of the learning that you did in that space to understand the triggers and the limiting beliefs. Before you went to the temple, let's go back to the start of what you just said there. Sorry, before you went to the temple and you were doing the energetics work, when you said you put it out to the universe, was that in your culture, law of attraction and putting things out to the universe? Or was this something you'd learned? Or was that something you were literally just asking you were praying to your God for?
At that moment in time, I literally had no idea about law of attraction or anything like that. It wasn't something I knew culturally. I literally just did it because it felt right in that moment. And then later I realized like what the universe was, what the universal laws were. I had no idea in that moment what it was. So I guess maybe intuitively, it was like, okay, the door to spirituality is about to open. This is what you need to do. So yeah, it just felt right in that moment. But yeah, no, I had no idea about any of it at that point in time. So yeah.
One thing that I want to ask you about, because I know I've definitely not talked about this on the podcast, is those, you call them downloads. I don't know what word you would put at the start of that, whether it's an energetic download or a universal download, but I've definitely seen you post about them and it's not something that I've talked about yet. So I just wondered if you could explain to everybody, you know, what downloads you've had in the past, even in just, I don't know, the past, I know there was one that was quite powerful that made you go on holiday. Tell me a little bit about what does a download look like for you, and what do you view it as? What are you receiving when that happens?
From my perspective, and sort of what I've come to learn, is when we get these downloads, some people call them downloads, some people call it receiving, you know, whatever feels right for you. But what I feel to be true, and from what I've learned, is it's actually receiving from your higher self and your guides. And when I talk about higher self, I know there's different ways people interpret what that means. And some people think it's, you know, the next level of themselves. But for what I know through Leading Edge Energetics, is your higher self is another soul like you. You're a soul, your higher self is a soul, and you're hyper-connected. And so you receive from your higher self. Your higher self is like your best friend. You're never, ever, ever alone, because your higher self is always with you. As I mentioned, you're hyper-connected. So your higher self is non-physical, a non-physical human, and they have their own characteristics, they have their own way of doing things, and they can be in multi-dimensional spaces at any one time. And they basically love you like no one else can, and they want the best for you. So when you receive, it's either through your higher self or your guides, your non-physical guides. You know, some people are aware of angels and guides. So when I talk about your higher self or guides, these are non-physical humans, but you just can't see them. And the way to receive is multiple ways. People can, and you don't have to be gifted or special. Anyone can receive from their higher self. The way people can receive is through numerous ways. It could be through journaling, it could be through meditation, it could be cognitive, which is what I have. Like I get sort of thoughts that come in and it's like, that's something that I've received. People are feeling led, I'm feeling led, and I get visions as well. So I can, you know, for example, I can see people's futures before it happens. And so I can direct people to manifest their desires because I can see what's possible for them and the exact steps they need to take in order to get there. For me, being able to receive, it's just incredible, because it's not like you're getting it from someone else. I guess the best way to explain it is like Abraham Hicks. You know, how that is, when you channel that way, you're receiving, that's coming through. So that's mm-hmm. essentially what's happening. So, for example, when my higher self is like sending things through, it's kind of like I'm kind of like Esther and my higher self is sending things through. So some of the interesting things that have come through for me is where earlier this year, my cousin was getting married in Jamaica, for example, and I just wasn't sure whether to go. It was just like, you know, travel was so uncertain and just like with the pandemic and everything. And I'd be sitting at, you know, the desk and I'd be working away. And it was almost like I could feel my feet touching water, like, and sand. And it was almost like something from the depths of my soul was like, you need to go to Jamaica. And I can't explain it. It was just literally so moving. And I had to book that trip. I had to go to Jamaica. And it was like, this needs to happen. And it was my higher self guiding me that I needed to go there. And it was for so many reasons why I ended up going there, not just because it was my cousin's wedding. I mean, of course, mm-hmm. that was amazing to see her mm-hmm. get married and be a bridesmaid and see family. But it was things like energetically, like water is so significant to me. So from my bedroom, I had the ocean view and I was watching the sunrise and sunset every day, which was unreal. And it started making me understand things about my life, which are going to change or which I needed to change, because travel is one of my biggest loves, passions. Like, all I want to do is travel. And before the pandemic, that's all I did. I'd travel like 6 times a year. I'd go backpacking across the world. But what this trip taught me is I had this room to myself, and it was a huge room, but it made me realize that actually I've actually completed that moment where I need to go backpacking, and now it's about having luxurious trips in my life, because I'm now at that stage where I've basically up-leveled, expanded, and now luxury is where I'm, you know, the frequency I'm at. And mm-hmm. also, you know, it's about like having those peaceful moments where you can just sit on the balcony and just be present and take those moments in. It sounds really simple, but those are things that we really, really forget to do. And it was about that freedom that I felt, because freedom is such a huge, huge thing for me. And to feel that, because essentially everything is about that feeling. We all want to manifest something because we want a certain feeling, whether it's, you know, wanting to manifest a relationship or money or, you know, a successful business. It's that feeling on the other end that we actually want. So mm-hmm. that trip taught me so much, and I cannot even explain how I just had to get up and book that trip. Like, just sitting there one day, and then it was literally like my soul moved me and was like, get up and go and book this trip. And I've had so many, you know, downloads of what posts to put out for my business, for example. There's so many things that can come through. And when you're working with leading edge energetics, you're like beyond what is possible. It's like the leading edge of the leading edge. So you're like the small percentage that is receiving all this new amazing insight, and you get to change your life. You get to live the best life. You get to release all this low frequency, low vibration from your body, and you just get to watch your whole body transform. That's kind of what I'm doing at the moment. I'm really focusing on health at the moment and transforming from a cellular level, like changing my cells that aren't working the way they should, changing my hormones so they're more balanced and how they should be, and just doing things like that. And it's all through like amazing energy and using your higher self for the best guidance of what is the right way forward for me. So I know I went off on a tangent there, but that answered your question.
You totally answered my question. But you know what though, like, I think in terms of that journey of those, you being open to those downloads and being aware of them, and you can totally tell me if I'm wrong, but from the time we met to where you are now. So we met last year, I think it was about March or April last year when we were in the same business coaching group together, and to where you are now. Like, I've seen a change in you in terms of who you are and how you show up. It's a very different Karishma that was in that group at the start to where you are now. Like, you know, where you are now is living and breathing it, but it comes through in, I don't know, even images that you post on your social media and how you talk now in your copy for your posts versus probably how you would have a year ago. It's just so different. It feels aligned. Like, God, I'm sick of that word this week. I feel like I've said aligned like 30 million times. So apologies if that's making people cringe. It's very connected to who you are now, and it's showing up like, you know, it's a different version of you. Do you feel that? Do you feel like there's been a massive shift in the last 12 months for you?
Absolutely. And I can tell you why. And it's one word, and that's embodiment. So embodiment, I have done a lot. Like I said, you know, I've done so much studying, so much learning. I studied for 2 years, become a spiritual practitioner as well this year. I've done positive psychology, mindset work, trauma work, subconscious reprogram, energetics, all of that. But what I find is people do a lot of this work and then they're like, it's not working for me. And what I realized is the moment I started to embody it and live, like you said, live, breathe it, that's when everything started to change for me. So, for example, I'll give you quite a simple example, but, you know, like meditation, for example, I would be like, you know, yeah, I'll meditate and I'd do it sort of sporadically. I wouldn't take it seriously. And I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't do it every day. And then I got to a point where I started doing it 6 times a day. And I started embodying that. And I'd put a reminder on my phone every 3 hours to do a meditation, just for 5 minutes, not anything long. I wouldn't sit there for like 20 minutes each time, just 5 minutes. I just started doing that, and I can't tell you how much changed for me by doing that. Because what it does, like, it doesn't have to be meditation. It's just picking a practice, a ritual for yourself to get you grounded, to stop that, you know, noise in your head, to stop the outside world from affecting you. Just taking those moments for yourself and having a real solid ritual, spiritual practice, whatever you want to call it, and building that habit of doing it every day. We talk about limited beliefs, and we talk about, you know, you basically are what you believe. And when you break up that word, when you want to manifest something or be a certain way or live a certain life, it's about who you be and how you live. And that's what I started taking seriously. Who am I being in every moment, and how am I living? Am I showing up in the right way? And I realized I wasn't, because I was being sporadic with my, you know, my spiritual practices. I wasn't being serious about it. I wasn't, you know, taking my higher self seriously. I wasn't letting those downloads come through until I stopped and I was like, okay, I need to take this seriously, because this is what I love. This is what I enjoy doing. And this is what I want to help people to do. And there's a point where you realize, and it comes back to that alignment word, is like, you can talk about it, but if you're not walking the walk, you know, talking the talk, then people know that, they energetically feel that. And as soon as, you know, I realized I wasn't embodying a lot of what I was sharing, it really shifted me in the last 12 months. Like you've said, so much has changed because I've started to embody it. I've started to be and live who I want to be. I've started to understand how much more possibility there is. I've started to realize, actually, I was just playing it safe. I was playing small by just, you know, staying the way I was. And by going through all that expansion and living it, breathing it, and embracing all the opportunities that have come, you know, I never thought I'd be an author, for example, and now I've got 2 best-selling books and things like that. You just open up so much more for yourself when you start to embody who you truly are. And that all comes down to removing all those limited beliefs, all that programming, all those mindset blocks, those energy blocks, and really understanding who you are at the core, like the depths of your soul. And that is why I'm so passionate about helping people to get to that place, because life is just so much more magical when you're living from that space, when you're breathing from that space, and you just get to open up so many more doors that you never thought were possible before. And it's just incredible to see, just, you know, for myself as well as for clients, for friends, for family. And yeah, it's just, it's exciting. And we have this one life, so let's make the most of it, you know?
You know what? You're absolutely right. And from where you've come from, that dark place, and I totally resonate with that. And it feels like, God, life's so tough. Like, why does life have to be hard? Why does life have to be uncomfortable? Why does this have to happen to me? Like, all of that victim mindset stuff as well. And then when you get through the other side of that, when you get through the other side of that, and then you, like, this is the point that I tell my clients as well. Like, when you get the other side of that, you realize how amazing life is. Like, actually, there is so much to be enjoyed, so much to be cherished, but there's so much that we can challenge ourselves with, as well as, like, that the bit that I want to leave everyone with from everything that you've said, which was amazing, and I think so many people are going to get so much from this episode. But that moment, and I'm picturing it now, where you're either looking out of your window or sat watching those moments where the sun goes down when you're in Jamaica, and the sea's going in and out, and you're having that moment just at peace. Like, you don't need to be sat looking at a sunset to do that. You could be in your own house looking out at the stars in the sky. You could be just sat mindfully watching your children and thinking about how amazing that is. Like, it is those moments, and I hope everyone takes that away. I'll put links to Karishma's Instagram page, and I'm sure she'll send me a link for that course that you did, the success activation.
Yes,
that's it. I'm sure Karishma will share that link with us, and I'll put those on the show notes as well. Thank you so much for that, Karishma. This has been brilliant. I've not spoken on this episode, which, do you know what, people might be thankful of? Which is fantastic.
Oh, now I feel terrible. I feel like I've hijacked your whole podcast.
This is amazing. Nobody, I can just be a facilitator in this moment to allow you to have the space, which has been lovely. Thank you so much. I think everyone's going to get a lot from this. So again, thank you so much. And do you know what? I'm sure we'll have you on again to find out more about what downloads you've been given and what, oh my God, imagine if we do this in 12 months time and just see what else has happened for you in those 12 months from the power that's now from you. So thank you very, very much for coming on the podcast, Karishma.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judontcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.